An anti-fracking group recently settled a lawsuit against Pennsylvania after it was erroneously labeled a potential terrorist threat. The case dates back several years and was an embarrassment for then-Governor Ed Rendell. But as State Impact Pennsylvania's Marie Cusick reports, law enforcement still conducts surveillance on anti-fracking activists, leading some to claim their constitutional rights are being violated.
So, I live here.
It's not hard to tell Wendy Lee is an animal lover. As she takes me inside her home office, I pass by several dogs, an iguana the size of a cat, and three birds.
So, yeah, it's usually quieter. I put on music and they sing to it.
With her cockatiel by her side, she shows me her blog. Lee is a 55-year-old philosophy professor at Bloomsburg University and proud anti-fracking activist.
I have my long history of political activism is on the left. I am the author of books with titles like On Marx. That gives you an idea.
She often travels to gas industry sites and takes photos. Her website is filled with criticism of fracking. Still, she was surprised last winter when a Pennsylvania state trooper came to her house to ask her about a trip she'd made to a gas compressor station. Recalling the incident, she says she was joined by two other activists and took some photos. It wasn't long before security guards told them all to leave.
And when they tell us to leave, we left. Like, there was no altercation. There was nothing.
But standing inside her front door, the trooper questioned her about the incident. Then he brought up eco-terrorism. Lee was stunned when he asked her if she knew anything about pipe bombs.
Part of me was like, oh, this is scary. This is actually scary. And part of me is just laughing on the inside because it's ludicrous.
Lee was never charged with or arrested for anything. It turns out that same Pennsylvania trooper had crossed state lines and traveled to upstate New York to investigate the compressor incident. He visited 65-year-old Jeremy Alderson, one of the other activists with Lee that day. When Alderson got a knock at his home outside Ithaca, a New York trooper was there too.
Having two troopers show up at your door when you can't imagine anything you've done wrong, that's kind of scary because you don't know what's happened.
While he was being questioned about trespassing, Alderson assumed the police knew about his newsletter called the No Frack Almanac. He'd published photos and an article about his visit to the compressor. So he asked them, why would I publish all that if I thought I'd done something illegal? But neither trooper knew anything about it.
It was clear they had come to visit me before they knew anything, before they had even put my name into a search engine on the internet. So this led me to believe, what possible reason do they have for coming here but to intimidate me? They don't care about information. They haven't done a thing to get it.
Alderson was also not charged with or arrested for anything. The Pennsylvania trooper, Mike Hudson, declined to comment for this story. But documents obtained by State Impact Pennsylvania through an open records request show Hudson is part of a broader intelligence-sharing network between law enforcement and the gas industry. It's called the Marcellus Shale Operators Crime Committee. It allows the industry to swap information with federal and state law enforcement about activists, protests, and potential threats.
Energy companies have a history of suppressing dissent in this country.
That's Vic Volchak, the legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Pennsylvania.
Whether it's coal or oil or now natural gas.
He's represented fracking opponents as clients. He says a small percentage of activists resort to crime. There have been reports of pipe bombs, charred debris, and gunshots fired at gas sites.
But the vast majority of people who are involved today in the anti-fracking movement are law-abiding citizens who have a deep concern about what the gas companies are doing to the environment and to public health.
A spokesman for the state's main gas industry trade group, the Marcellus Shale Coalition, declined to speak on tape for this story, but sent an email saying safety is the industry's top priority. But some activists complain police are trampling free speech under the guise of tracking real threats. The Gas Drilling Awareness Coalition is the group that recently settled a lawsuit with the state for being labeled a terrorist threat in 2010. The group's attorney, Paul Rossi, says he's disturbed to now hear about the Marcellus Shale Operators Crime Committee.
We just had a ruling that this was unconstitutional, and I'm about as flabbergasted as an attorney can be at the serial violations of First Amendment rights in this state.
Both the FBI and the Pennsylvania State Police say they're not official members of the Operators Committee, but acknowledge they receive updates from it and have attended meetings. J.J. Claver is a special agent with the FBI in Philadelphia and says part of its job is monitoring threats to infrastructure.
The FBI is not in the business of investigating or tracking groups just for being groups or for having specific beliefs. That's not within our jurisdiction or within the law.
The documents obtained by State Impact Pennsylvania show the intelligence sharing between police and the oil and gas industry goes on in other parts of the country, too. A man named Jim Hansel sends out many of the updates to the Marcellus Shale Operators Crime Committee. He's based in Williamsport and manages security for the Texas-based driller Anadarko Petroleum. Neither Hansel nor his company responded to requests to comment for this story. But in one of his emails to the group, he says drillers are involved in similar partnerships with law enforcement around the country, in Texas and the Rockies.
And to some extent, I think what we're experiencing is a sort of a quasi-privatization of our legal forces.
That's Cliff Wilming, a nurse and anti-fracking activist who lives near Boulder, Colorado. He's not surprised to hear about the surveillance. Two summers ago, he found himself under arrest, pinned down onto his driveway by a pair of police officers.
Yeah, so they were yelling, "Stop resisting." My wife was watching this the entire time, screaming.
So why was this happening? Well, according to the Erie County, Colorado police report, Wilming and a friend drove up to a security guard at a gas well site and asked some questions. He was there for about 60 seconds and never got out of his car. But after he left, the guard called police and said he'd felt threatened and harassed. So two departments showed up at Wilming's home, and in the report, the officers said he was uncooperative. They charged him with four misdemeanors.
One of them being harassment, another one being criminal trespassing, another one being obstruction, and another one resisting arrest.
All the activists in this story say they feel like they've been targeted for their viewpoints. It's not clear to what extent the surveillance will continue under Governor Wolf's new administration. His pick to head the state police, Colonel Marcus Brown, says he's not familiar with the Marcellus Shale Operators Crime Committee.
Very early on, we'll look at those things and make sure that the state police are doing what they should be doing. And if their actions are appropriate, then we're going to continue them. If they're doing something they shouldn't be, then we're going to look at it and make sure that that doesn't go forward.
People come in here and ask me how it is I manage to work in this den, but it's actually pretty quiet when I'm here by myself.
After her visit from the Pennsylvania State Trooper, blogger and Bloomsburg University professor Wendy Lee filed an open records request with the state police, trying to find out why she was questioned. Months later, her request was denied. Among other reasons, the police said the records were part of an ongoing criminal investigation.
But they don't even tell me whether I'm the object of that investigation, right, which would be quite mystifying. And they don't tell me in any way I would be connected to that investigation if I am not its object.
She thinks the visit was simply to intimidate her.
You know, while we get to continue to believe that we have the free exercise of our First Amendment rights, we're not actually supposed to use them.
Lee still hopes to get the police records and is appealing the decision. Marie Cusick, State Impact, Pennsylvania.